Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. She's helping us celebrate our 17th anniversary of the radio, of our Small Business Advocate radio show. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. And I'm going to ask her in a second to talk to us about Obamacare, where she thinks things are. She's inside the Beltway there in Washington, D.C., and she knows what's going on up there and has a pretty darn good ear to the ground up there and on what's happening. Karen, I'm going to paraphrase something real quick. Professor Michael Gruber, MIT professor of economics, who was one of the architects, there's no question about this, folks, this is not in debate, of Obamacare. And in several, I mean, increasingly, like, I don't know how many different videos that we now have, he essentially says that lack of transparency, meaning telling a lie, obfuscating the truth, is a great political advantage, and that's the reason why we had to use that. We had to use the lack of transparency to get Obamacare passed, and they did it because, in his words, the American people are stupid. That was his word, stupid, and if we just pull the wool over their eyes a little bit. Or maybe a lot, they'll go along with this. Otherwise, if we don't, they won't go along with this because this will never work otherwise. Karen, here's what I think we've found out. The progressive agenda, and I've never said anything like this on my show before. This is how mad I am about this. The progressive agenda, people like me and my small business owners who make payroll every Friday, we know that most of us know that the progressive agenda doesn't have a job. It doesn't make any money. It just spends other people's money. We've always known that that agenda was bankrupt. But now we know that progressives like Gruber and like the people who developed Obamacare, they're morally bankrupt. What do you think, Karen?
Well, and more than that...
Is that,
Jim,
too strong? I don't think that's too strong,
do
you?
Well, more than that, Jim, I mean, taxpayers actually paid this guy $400,000.
Yeah. Well, he got about $6 million altogether from helping the states develop their exchanges.
Exactly. You know, Jim, it was probably...
He actually said, and it's a good law, so I'm okay with lying. He actually said that.
Well, finally, someone speaks the truth on his side, right?
I mean, that's
what we've been pretty much saying, is that, like, what they're saying is not true. You cannot keep your health care plan.
That's right.
You will lose your
It won't work financially. He said that. He said we knew in Massachusetts that Romney Care would not work nationally because it needs subsidies.
Right. That it was going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
That you could achieve, you know, sort of what they wanted to, or what they said they were going to achieve, by, you know, not spending trillions in taxpayer dollars, but just making simple reforms. You know, I think, you know, Gruber now, everyone knows his name, right? I mean, I think there'll probably be, you know, some type of word that goes in the dictionary in a couple of years
Grubering.
About being Grubered.
Yeah.
You've been Grubered. We've been Grubered. Don't Gruber me. Stop Grubering. Anyway, but, you know, Jim, it is just, I think this really, I mean, obviously the Democrats are distancing themselves. Nancy Pelosi, who is this guy? You know, yes.
But they're making themselves look stupid because we have the tape showing that they were bragging on this guy. They were proud of him.
Well, I think what Mr. Gruber was talking about when he said I think he sort of misidentified who was too stupid. It was those people who actually voted for the bill that said we can't really tell them what was in it.
But he said the American people.
Well, I know that, but I'm being sarcastic right
now. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, no, you're right.
The people voting for it needed to sort of vote for it before they knew what was
right.
In it. And, you know, if you recall that statement.
So what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, one is this does add momentum to Republican efforts in the new Congress to repeal the bill. And there will be a repeal vote in the House and in the Senate. It'll pass. I don't know if it's going to near... sort of a veto-proof majority in the Senate.
That takes 66,
who knows?
Right?
I mean,
or 7.
Who knows? Because the exchanges, you know, the health, the shop exchanges just opened. We'll see how many people actually are going to be, you know, applying and purchasing, you know, mm-hmm. through the exchanges. There are going to be more problems. We know that. The Washington Exchange, you know, sort of went down over the weekend because it wasn't calculating tax credits right. There's these legal challenges to it. But certainly there's going to be that vote. I think it's going to get a lot more votes by Democrats. And then there'll be the parallel effort, you know, in the Senate, in the House, to change a lot of the elements of Obamacare. So there's going to be a lot more changes. I think the states, more of the states that are controlled by Republican governors now are going to do, you know, additional things at the state level to, you know, stop the worst parts of it from happening.
Aren't we at a point, though, where instead of repealing, we can't repeal and rip it out. Aren't we at a point now, we've too far gone, we're at a point where we have to just fix what's there?
Well, Jim, you could fix what's there, but also gut a lot of the things that are not working and a lot of the spending that is just going to, you know, continue to, you know, that really is wasteful, excessive spending. So there are some key things in there, a few things in there that you might be able to keep, but you don't have to spend the amount of money and dictate how our health insurance system works, to the extent that it does under Obamacare. So I think 3/4 of it, who knows, 8/10 of it can be ripped out and replaced with common sense reforms and changes.
Yeah. And hopefully that's what will happen over the next year. And it'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court does next summer. Hey, Karen, thanks again for being here. SBEcouncil.org is the website, folks. You want to check it out and support all the things that she does. Karen, I appreciate you all these years.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
See you next time. Karen Kerrigan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.